This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The individuals are terrified. This is one of the highest unreported crimes in our country. So she understood the risks and the consequences.
There's a risk to either side that's not perceived as being fair. I've been in lots of sex assault cases, but not since I've been in Congress. You have got to be fair to the witness. You have got to give the witness an opportunity to fully answer the question. You need to eschew these 5-minute increments that we so often use in Congress. 5 minutes is not long enough for anyone to appropriately question either Dr. Ford or Judge Kavanaugh.
All right, so that's Congressman Trey Gowdy, who you heard there, saying you've got to hear both sides. You've got to be fair to the witness, and you've got to be fair to Kavanaugh as well, is what he's saying. And he is the House Oversight Committee chair, the Republican from South Carolina. He said he doesn't mind the FBI reopening a background check. Before that, you heard from Congresswoman Esau, who talked about her conversation with Kavanaugh's accuser, actually, a week before she wrote the letter, you know, sitting down with her at a conference. Dianne Feinstein had the hot potato, and then there's the question of when it all became available and all of that. But now we come into a week that's very, very important. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We're at the pulse of it all here on America Tonight. This is what people are talking about in your backyard and in my backyard. What happened? What are we going to hear? All of that. And it's interesting because some of what has broken, it includes the, you know, this wrestling with these allegations, and now the idea that we're actually going to have Christine Blasey Ford, who is the accuser, that she's actually going to testify on Thursday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern is the latest that I've heard. And now there's another woman who's come forward. Her accusation and story stems from when she was 15 and he was 17, and they were both in separate prep schools in high school. This next one has to do with a college allegation. So will that delay the testimony or not? But Thursday, I think for sure, because she's agreed to it. I think there's no doubt on Thursday we're going to hear about it. And Kavanaugh says he's got calendars, and he's going to give up his calendars from 1982 to talk about where he was and to defend whatever allegations specifically are leveled. I mean, you know, we've heard these stories and we've talked about them here on the air. So they reached an agreement on this hearing for Kavanaugh and the accuser. And then as that's going on, this second allegation of sexual misconduct by this Supreme Court nominee now is putting Republicans on the defensive, the White House on the defensive, and Democrats are saying, yeah, let's postpone for a while until we have more information on that. So there's been a lot of back and forth here. The New Yorker magazine reported online that Senate Democrats were investigating another woman's accusation of that misconduct that I mentioned. This time it's Yale, and it was 83-84. The woman there is a 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez, who described what happened in an interview after being contacted by the magazine. She says that Kavanaugh exposed himself at a drunken dormitory party and actually thrust himself, his member, if you will, in her face and caused her to touch it without her consent, and she pushed him away, and somebody screamed that down the hall as well. In a statement provided by the White House, Kavanaugh said the event did not happen. The allegation was a smear, plain and simple. And in a second statement, from the White House, they're saying the allegation was designed to tear down a good man, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, who is the ranking Dem on this Judiciary Committee, called Sunday night for immediate postponement of any action on this nomination. She also asked the committee's chair, Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, to have the FBI investigate the allegations of both Ford and Ramirez. So let's roll up our sleeves and give you more of the deets so you can hear it all. So here's how this goes. The New Yorker said it contacted Ramirez after learning of this possible involvement in an incident with Kavanaugh, and that the allegation came to Democratic senators through a civil rights lawyer. She'd been considering speaking to the magazine for about a week. Republicans then were pressing for a quicker hearing and a vote. The magazine said that Ramirez was reluctant to at first speak publicly because she said her memories contained gaps. She'd been drinking at the time of the incident. She also acknowledged reluctance, frankly, to characterize Kavanaugh's role in the incident with certainty. The magazine reported that after 6 days of carefully assessing her memories, consulting with her attorney, she felt confident enough from her recollections. She lives in Boulder, Colorado. On her, reporters are swarming it. She posted a sign saying she has no comment. Republicans are saying they found out about the allegation from the New Yorker article and blame the Democrats for, once again, withholding info. So they say that they're looking into it. This really came in hours after the Senate had agreed to that date and time. After a week of uncertainty over whether even Dr. Ford was going to appear to tell her story. So now this showdown couldn't be more dramatic. Do you think people are going to be tuned in to hear anything about this on Thursday? The answer is yes, yes, and yes. Shades of what happened way, way, way back when during the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearing. It has a feel to that, even though that was decades ago. And so check this out. A couple of other little points here. Michael Avenatti, the attorney representing porn actress Stormy Daniels, and remember her fight with President Trump, also jumped into the chaos on Sunday night when he claimed to represent a woman with information about high school parties attended by Kavanaugh and urged the Senate to investigate. Avenatti is saying that he will disclose his client's identity in the next coming days, in the upcoming days, and she's prepared to testify before the committee and provide names of corroborating witnesses who will corroborate her story. Grassley's staff, by the way, agreed to let Ford testify without Kavanaugh in the room and for there to be only one camera in the room, and then adequate breaks, as they're saying, during a high security presence, because they're going to have a lot of security there, because there have been death threats that have been volleyed about, too. So, as I said, this is going to be highly watched, guarantee it. I mean, we're talking about a Supreme Court nomination in the first place, and the hearing and the seriousness of that, and a lifetime appointment, and all that entails. So we've got more reaction to Kavanaugh, what's going to happen on Thursday, new allegations, what Republicans are saying, what Democrats are saying, what you're saying. If you want to throw in your two cents, I've got a ton of mail on this. When I go to the mailbag, I will certainly hit that. Here are the numbers to jam on, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, Kate Delaney.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The way the Senate Republicans have now set this up, that is what we're going to have, is do you believe her or do you believe him? That is exactly why we have been pressing for an FBI investigation that should only take a few days, so there are other facts out there.
All right, so FBI, let's have an investigation. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. See, I agree with this, because even Gowdy said that who cares? Just have a quick investigation. How long, for goodness sake? You know, put a TikTok, put a time on it. There's a handful of people to talk to all the way around. People who knew him, people who knew her. Go through that. Boom, there you go. On Thursday, she's going to testify. I just described it's one camera. He's not going to be in the room. Then he gets to do, you know, he gets to testify, gets to be asked questions about that. And listen, they know this. When you run for the Supreme Court, you're going to get things from all sides, right? And we've known what's happened to people before who have stepped up and gotten knocked down because of something they didn't even realize was popping up in their past. So I think that's fair to have that looked at. Have any of you gone through a background check? Much different scenario, I'm sure, but why not? So if I'm Kavanaugh, honestly, then I want this because let's not have any doubt out there. Let's have no shadows of a doubt. That's why he's saying he's got these calendars from the summer of 82 that he's going to give the Judiciary Committee that do not show, he says, a party consistent with what they're describing, for whatever that's worth, right? But, you know, there's going to be this back and forth over where was he? Was he at the beach? Was he with his parents? Was he at home? What's listed on the calendars? I guess basketball games, movies, football workouts, college interviews, that kind of stuff. Could be challenging, but regardless, I think to look into it further, sure, why not? I mean, the first thing with Dr. Blasey Ford is that she would have been 15, he was 17, and he was a he was a student at all boys Georgetown prep school, and she was at the all girls prep school as well in the Maryland suburbs. So, you know what? There was another guy in the room, Mark Judge, another boy, Mark Judge. So at the time, and what is he going to say? And she said that Judge has told the Judiciary Committee that he remembered no such incident and had never seen Kavanaugh behave in that way. Okay, so there's one thing. And then there were a few other people in the house at the time, but not in the room. And they say they don't recall what happened. So, you know, so on the other side of this, you've got people that are lining up and saying they never saw, but there was no party that like this. There was no improper conduct. There's a former classmate of Dr. Ford's and said she didn't know Judge Kavanaugh or remember being at a party with him. So you're seeing both sides of this, and then others who are saying that they're alleging something differently. It is going to be a lot of, she said, going way back, way, 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 way back, and discussing it. But, you know, here's the thing. This is what I said before. If you're going to be cleared, it's just like we all know this. If you're going to be cleared of something, have the investigation either way and in whatever. So there is no shadow of a doubt. And that's what Trey Gowdy, rather, is saying. Be fair away around the board. And then we don't have this question hovering that, oh, we try to cram this down, this nomination, to get this vote. No, we let everything out. We just had it all, you know, put out there. So, and certainly Gowdy has presided over all kinds of things. You know, think about it in your mind, what you've seen him be presiding over in the past. So regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, like he says, just treat the person fairly, go through it, and that's it, you know. Craig Gowdy said, I'm a big fan of the FBI. They don't investigate sexual assault cases, though. And there are very, very few federal sex assault cases. There's no crime scene to process. There's no forensics to evaluate. But he did say what they could do is interview Dr. Ford, interview Judge Kavanaugh. Do that. And then have the testimony and then go from there. So that's where we're at with this. I mean, realistically, what happens here, you know? And we'll see, because this is going to be fully ongoing and in front of us on Thursday. It's happening. She agreed. They set it up. What happens with the next allegations, I don't know. I don't know if they look at those as well. They certainly are having conversations about it. And then in the meantime, there, like I said, there are people lining up on all sides of this. There are women that are lining up on the side of Kavanaugh and sending letters, and high school friends who are coming out and saying that he didn't treat women that way and that it's skeptical. And, you know, it's again, this question of what happened, what does anyone know, do we really glean a whole story from this, and how is it processed by the Republicans who really hold the power of this vote, mostly, let's face it, and how you move forward with that. Because I think, honestly, this is the bottom line. We're talking about the highest court in the land. Let's just get the best deal going here. I mean, you know, if he's going to be cleared, let's just clear him. Just get it out. Just say, okay, here's what happened. I had a ton to drink, but that part's not true. Or he had a ton to drink and something happened and somebody can really verify that. And see, this is part of what the problem's going to be. So this is high stakes, baby. There's no question about it. This is high stakes all the way around. And then especially with another woman coming forward and, You know, who are the winners and losers here? We don't want to be the losers if something isn't right, but we don't want somebody to go down if it's a wild allegation with nothing to back it up. And this is the problem all the way around, right? This is what we're facing, and so much of what we're seeing happening is part and parcel because of some of the craziness of Me Too, some of the sick, twisted things actually that have happened that many of you agree with that started the whole Me Too thing because of what we saw with some outrageous behavior by men, frankly, that were in power. And nobody wants to see their daughter, their mother, any woman they have respect for be put in one of those situations. So I think it becomes, he says, fine, I'm denying it, let's go for it. That's the way to handle it. Move forward. What comes out of this? Bada bing, boom. And that's it. And if the FBI, if there is any kind of an FBI slant to it, Gowdy is right. They don't have forensic evidence or all that kind of stuff. They don't have any of that. So it's more a question of just conversation, right? That's it. So now what's happened is with this second potential bombshell, you've got a Fox News poll even out that show a record number of voters opposed, did you hear what I said, oppose the Kavanaugh nomination. So does it go down in flames and batter up? Because there is a list of judges that have been looked at, and there have been conversations about other judges stepping into this, you know, stepping into the shoes of the Supreme Court justice role. So, and eagerly, there are those that want to be in that position. And is it going to be Kavanaugh or not? You know, due process, there has to be due process here. If we're talking about the law, there's no reason to deny him due process either. So I think he doesn't have anything to lose. And I think when I say he doesn't have anything to lose, if he's completely saying, look, this is not true, you know, this isn't right, then bring it on. And that's what we're going to see on Thursday. We've seen this act before, though. We've seen what's happened when you've got the camera there and you have massive media attention. And we're talking about Clarence Thomas, of course, and Anita Hill decades ago. Coming up next, many of you had thoughts via the mailbag. We're going to hop into it next here on
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have- USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is a new claim in the New Yorker, a second woman, 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez, alleging sexual misconduct against Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee releasing a statement saying, "This alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. The people who knew me then know that this did not happen and have said so. This is a smear, plain and simple." Now, the White House also issuing a statement saying, "This 35-year-old uncorroborated claim is the latest in a coordinated smear campaign by the Democrats designed to tear down a good man."
And honestly, the best character, unless she can prove otherwise, and we're going to give her her chance to do that.
Earlier in an interview with WTAM Radio in Cleveland, President Trump commenting on the first accuser, Christine Ford, who's scheduled to tell her story Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
I like to see you right across the floor.
Yeah, let's go to the mailbag. Tons of mail. Coming up in our next segment, by the way, we're going to go to the man cave, just a separate room, and talk about that shocking Lions win on Sunday night and what it was this past weekend that happened in the NFL, and a couple of other quick sports notes, including Tiger Woods, who wins for the first time in 5 years. He is America's favorite reclamation project, iconic, and had lost his way and had had health problems and everything else with the back injuries, and then he wins a tournament, got pretty emotional, and the crowds were huge. So golf is back thanks to Tiger Woods. Honestly, not kidding about that. All right, in the mailbag, it goes like this. I got this one from Trev, who says, "Kate, did you hear what Congressman Trey Gowdy had to say about being fair to the witness during these Ford Kavanaugh hearings on Thursday? I rather like his comments. He's right, because the only one who loses, if they're like sharks and swim around her and say ridiculous things and just don't get to the meat of it, then it looks like a witch hunt, and that's not worth it, because Kavanaugh needs to hold his head high, and as he should, moving on to the Supreme Court. I still believe that he will move on and be confirmed. What do you think? Well, I think it depends on what's going on with the second woman. Is there validity to that? What are they, what is the House, you know, Committee on Oversight and Government Reform? Remember, this is Gowdy's baby. And what is he saying about some of this stuff is interesting, because you've got Grassley and the others who are going to run this thing, and he knows as he punts it over there, because they're going to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. I think the advice is smart. Yeah, I mean, yeah, why wouldn't you do that? Because there's no reason to make it ugly, because if you do, who's that going to blow back on? Boom. Right? That's it. Sometimes there's this thing called the high road, and you got to take that high road, because ultimately we're talking about being on a different plane, being at a different level. So you got to have that evidence. You know, it's a serious allegation. It's a serious crime, because it goes to the meat or heart of the character of the person who we're putting on. Could be putting on the highest court that we have, a lifetime appointment. So we want the best person there of highest character, right? Even if we don't agree with some of what happens in rulings and future rulings, etc., give us the high character people, of course. So, yes, do it the best they can, period. End of story. I mean, that's what I think. All right, then I got this one. It's interesting because it's kind of sort of split on the mail I got. I got this one from Joseph, who says, Kate, I think Kavanaugh is one of those rich, spoiled brats who wants nothing better than to get on the Supreme Court, fine, but his younger indiscretions are catching up with him because he lived a life of privilege and felt like he could do whatever he wanted. So he got sloshed with the rest of the boys, and it was just a drunken, stupid thing for him to do. But it affected somebody's life, what it sounds like to me. And we have sisters and daughters, and I would freak out if that was my daughter. When you listen to her story, moving across the country and some of the other details, and telling this to a therapist back in 2012, what possibly could be her motivation for making up a ridiculous story about Judge Kavanaugh, unless she was completely crazy, because she's getting death threats. Her family had to move out of the house. Nobody would want that. She had a life where she was living a good life, and she didn't want money or anything else like that. It doesn't make any sense to me. Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. Touche is what is the gain here? You have to look at the motivations. You have to look at what would push someone to do this. You look at all angles of it. And then I got this one on the other side of it, and this one was from this one is from Michael, who says, Kate, like your show. I like how you try to be fair and balanced. I like that you entertain all points of view. I think you would be awesome to have dinner with you, because you've met some cool people, and I think that you're a classy lady. Now on to this other lady who is accusing Judge Kavanaugh of something reprehensible at a very young age. It sounds like the party was small. Details are kind of a little sketchy. People were drunk all the way around because these are teenagers who were privileged, including Dr. Ford, and they had too much to drink. Who knows what those details really entail. If, in fact, it was rough, it was pinned down, that kind of thing, then shame on Kavanaugh. But I'm leaning toward a character assassination, and the burden of proof is on the person who accuses the judge of that. So what kind of proof are we going to see? Can you imagine if somebody accused you of something that you didn't do that took you down so badly that you lost your career for it? I've seen it happen to people, and I've talked about it on these airwaves before. And in fact, it was so I've seen all sides of this. It was sexual harassment thing where it wasn't supposed to get, well, that wasn't supposed to happen at a television station where I worked. And the person who came forward just wanted the guys to stop picking on her. And then it turned into a full-on harassment deal. And, like, three guys fired. And it was shocking, actually. But now we're talking about the Supreme Court. So let's see how it plays out on Thursday. I mean, you've got to have something hardcore. You've got to be able to answer in, you know, you got to be able to answer where you're pulling up serious facts to be able to talk about the specifics of what happened with those kinds of allegations. That's just the bottom line, because it's life changing all the way around. And remember, Anita Hill, that was back in 1991. So now we're talking about all these years later, and we're talking about she was 15, he was 17, and she's got some backup there. I think that would be interesting, and I guarantee, if I'm the lawyer, if I'm her lawyer, that's exactly what I'm looking for, right? Her lawyer, remember, Lisa Banks, said last week that the rush to a hearing is unnecessary, that more facts should be unearthed. So if I'm on that committee, that's what I want to hear. Give me the facts. Okay, so you're saying this. Tell me more details on it. Tell me exactly what happened. Tell me who was there, what happened, you know, who could corroborate something. I mean, that's going to be important. But you do have to think, what is the motivation, right? And so I got a ton more. I'll just say this is another one. This is from Rob, and Rob says, Kate, this is a game changer for Kavanaugh either way. I think he needs to handle this very classy when he has the conversation, if you know what I mean, because it doesn't make any sense to get nasty. Anybody who gets nasty on this is going to pay the price on either side of it. But here we go again. Yeah, here we go again. We're going to be talking about it and looking at it from different angles all week long here on America Tonight. By the way, so you've got this ex-college classmate accusing him of sexual misconduct. You've got this this thing that's going to happen on Thursday with Dr. Ford and Kavanaugh, one camera. He's not going to be in the room when she's there. And I'm glad that she agreed to do that, because we need to hear this. And I'll tell you what, a spokesperson for Chuck Grassley said the panel is going to attempt to evaluate the new allegations regarding him, and that they're saying that here's the big thing. Senate Democrats again withheld information from the rest of the committee, only dropping it at politically opportune moments. And that's one of the problems they have. Why now? So now this Deborah Ramirez is what they're saying. So now this is happening. First you had the other thing happen. How come we didn't know this before? Right? How come they didn't inform us of what was going on here? And that is troublesome. How come Feinstein had this info? I'm saying she had this hot potato. She had this letter. She had this conversation, whatever. How come that wasn't out sooner? It should have been out fast. Because then if it's out, if there is something to it, that gets knocked down before it even goes any further. Totally. Right? Of course. Because we're talking about back in July. Back in July, this letter, this convo, all of that. And then you could say, who wants to come forward and talk about this? I mean, this is a big week. There's no question about that. No question. And this was on your minds. That's why the mailbag was just loaded up with it. All right, so we're going to turn the subject a bit from Kavanaugh in this hearing to invading the man cave and what happened this week in the world of sports. Hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We'll be right back.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Man cave means that we are talking some sports here because the world of sports allows us to escape, sort of, right? Not always. You have to have a law degree, honestly, to cover sports these days. It's just as bad as everything else. But if we were in the man cave, what would we be talking about? We'd be talking about the NFL. And you know we have this nail the score thing. If you don't know, on Wednesday into Thursday in the last segment of the first hour, you get to nail the score, which means I pick the game of the week, you tell me what do you think is going to happen, what's the final score going to be, yada yada, and somebody wins, hopefully. If you don't win, there's always a winner because we draw names and send prizes to people, so if you play, there is a great chance you probably will win, and you just have to call us up. Or send me an email with your guess during that segment because it wouldn't be fair to everybody else who's up hanging around doing that nail the score thing. It's fun. It's like having a cup of coffee and grabbing some Keno numbers when you're in Vegas or whatever, playing bingo at the church. You're picking numbers. You don't have to know anything about football. If you look at the scores, for goodness sake, you know exactly. It's a very strange week in the NFL. I mean, really strange. Including the Dallas Cowboys are really fumbling and stumbling and against Seattle, no less. And that was one of the late games. Seattle beats the Cowboys at home 24-13. So they're 1-2 because they were in the hole. The Cowboys are also 1-2, but a big difference. Russell Wilson passed for 192 yards and two touchdowns. And on the other side of the ball, Dak Prescott not breaking much of a sweat when it comes to what he did passing-wise. It was a really tough game for Prescott. 168 yards passing. He was sacked five times. There was a lot of hurries, rushes, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, really was not a great game. Here is what the coach of the Cowboys had to say when it was all said and done. Here's what Jason Garrett had to say about passing and efficiency.
It starts up front all the time, obviously, with our ability to protect and give ourselves opportunities. You got to win outside. You got to make great decisions and throws and catches. And we haven't done a good enough job of that. We'll keep doing everything we can to look at ourselves and what we're doing and how we can execute better.
All right, and they do need to execute better. In the meantime, Adrian Peterson has been dipped in the fountain of youth, 33 years old. He has turned it on big time for the Washington Redskins. You know, he said that. Heading to the Redskins, look out. And sure enough, check out this move by Adrian Peterson in the Redskins' win over the Packers.
Adrian Peterson, the running back. Ryan Anderson, the fullback. From 2 yards out, Alex Smith turns, gives it to Peterson, gets hit, spins at the goal line. He is right there.
I think he's in.
Jay Gruden on the field calls a timeout with 21 seconds left.
He's in, baby. Larry.
But they're going to say the push gets him into the end zone for a touchdown.
All right, into the end zone. Thanks to the Redskins Radio Network for that. 31-17. Adrian Peterson, 19 carries, 120 yards, and a couple of touchdowns in that beatdown of the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, the wounded warrior, 265 yards passing and two TDs, but his guys let him down. They were fumbling and bumbling the ball all over the place, and that was part of the reason why they lost. How about the Minnesota Vikings? The mothership is in Minnesota, and I don't even know if the streetlights are on anymore anywhere in Minnesota, St. Paul, frankly, anywhere, because the Vikings were humiliated. They were thrashed, trashed, you throw in any adjective. The Bills beat them. At home for the Vikings, 27-6, a rookie quarterback has a day compared to the other side of the ball, the very expensive Kirk Cousins for the Vikings. He did have 296 yards and a touchdown. It was hardly enough, and the Vikings defense was so ridiculously porous, and that was such a big part of the reason of what happened. Kirk Cousins was sacked four times. I mean, hey, Josh Allen was sacked three times. But there is a tale of a different sort here, and it's not pretty for the Vikings. Fans were not happy about that loss. And of course not. With the kind of money you pay for ticket prices, they weren't getting anything there. I mean, they were getting a big old nothing is what they were getting. The Detroit Lions come up with a huge win on Sunday Night Football, beating the Patriots 26-10. Matt Stafford, 262 passing yards and two touchdowns. Tom Brady looked so rejected. It's been 16 years almost since the Patriots lost back-to-back games by double digits. And the Lions, Matt Patricia, who for 14 years was the defensive coordinator for the Patriots, his knowledge, which was spread on to his players, paid off in a big way. Kerryon Johnson, 16 carries, 101 yards. Marvin Jones Jr., 4 carries, 69 yards, and a touchdown. A really great performance by the Lions. Hats off to them. You gotta say it. Elsewhere, here's what happened. The Bears beat the Cardinals 16-14. Mitch Trubisky with 220 passing yards, although he threw an interception. And Josh Rosen ended up coming in at the tail end for the Cardinals to try and save it, but it did not happen. So the Cardinals are 0-3, the Bears 2-1. How about that? In the battle for L.A., Rams knocked off the Chargers 35-23. They're a perfect 3-0. Jared Goff looking so good. The young quarterback, 354 passing yards and 3 TDs. Giants beat the Texans. Ravens beat the Broncos. This is what I'm saying about scores. They can be all over the place. That's why you don't have to know anything about football when you play nail the score. Titans beat the Jags 9-6. That was the score, 9-6, but a win's a win, so they're 2-1. Panthers beat the Panthers by the Panthers beat the Bengals by 10. 31-21. 31-21. And you also had the Eagles quarterback returning since he was injured last December, Carson Wentz. One touchdown in it, and when it was all said and done, 255 passing yards. But the Eagles held off the Colts 2016, so they're 2-1 in the NFC East. Dolphins, a perfect 3-0. They beat the Raiders 28-20. And John Gruden, 0-3, opposite. Hey, Pat Mahomes is money in the bank. 3 passing touchdowns for the Chiefs. Chiefs 38, 49ers 27. Jimmy Garoppolo looks like he has got a torn ACL. They're going to do the MRI thing and give us the bleak news, but it is not looking good. That's a bummer for 49er fans. In overtime, the Saints came roaring back. 43-37, beating the Falcons. Drew Brees, a monster day, almost 400 passing yards, 3 TDs. This is vintage Drew Brees. He always finds a way to win, I swear. And that's a wrap, except for Monday night. Steelers and the Buccaneers. Fitzmagic, will he do it again? Ryan Fitzpatrick is the quarterback for the Buccaneers. A great chance of that. In the world of golf, he hadn't won in 5 years, but Tiger Woods is back. He wins the Tour Championship, first win in 5 years. He birdied the first hole, and nobody ever got close to him, closer than 2 shots. So he had this. Fans were crazy. They were all over the place supporting him. It was like throngs of people following him on the course. It was just absolutely crazy. Now Tiger Woods and the rest of the Americans who were picked for the Ryder Cup go to Paris at the tail end of the week and compete against the Europeans to try to win the Ryder Cup. So how about that? Great way to finish things up. Really great way to finish the tour up and then to go overseas. So this is very, very big for Tiger Woods. And I think people want to see him win now. I think they've forgiven him for his indiscretions, for everything else that happened. And he is good for the game of golf because more people are interested in watching just for him. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight. Oh, by the way, Justin Rose, that same tournament, he won $10 million. It's a bonus when you get enough points along the way on the tour. That's a nice payday, isn't it? See ya.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.